5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We said it was going to be a battle.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I think you were after. Loads of stuff going on off the ball, left, right and centre. But is that useful, what we've
just
seen there?
Yeah, brilliant. Last two games for us in pre-season, Macclesfield and Clitheroe, two really good sides, two different sides, who are both, I think, will be up at the top of the league for different reasons. I think Macclesfield for, you know, kind of the spending power and able to bring in who they want and the football that they play. But Clitheroe are a good side. They won't make it easy for teams, and they've got that dogginess. They don't mind putting the foot in, but they can play as well. But I was super impressed today to come here and have seven out, eight out, and come here and some of the football the second half, I thought was excellent.
I mean, that's the thing that we have obviously done most of these pre-season friendlies, and we've been building towards this game. And the question here was, is that this lineup here today going to be what we see after Coles?
No, because
you've had injuries.
Unfortunately, not. You know, Andy Hall's not being here today. Guy Hall not being here. James Vincent, Michael Donoghue, all starters. You know, but it's a tough one. That's pre-season. You've got to deal with it. And you know, I think over the course of pre-season, the lads have had the same minutes. They've all put themselves in the window. It's not always gone for us. But the lads out there today give a really good account of themselves. But we have got some big hitters missing, and you know, they're going to train this week and come back into the squad.
So there is an opportunity though for some other players to come in. I don't think you would have liked to see Griffiths as early as you did, but he's just hit the ground running, hasn't he?
Probably best midfielder. I'll keep saying it, you know, that I've seen on his day, and when he came in today, he was excellent. But we wanted to give him 20 minutes. You know, that was a maximum. But when we got an injury to Eddie, he was likely to be out now next week. Griff had to come in, but he was tired, but he did really well. But now that's another great option for us to have, because you know, with Vincent, with Griffiths, with Ennis, with Smith, with Donoghue, with Murray, you know, we've got real big options here. So no, exciting times.
Palinkas again. I think Woods, we've agreed he's man of the match.
Yeah, it might by a mile from here. Yeah.
Obviously, you've got players like Ennis still pulling the strings and stuff, but Palinkas,
he's brilliant. He's gone into right back. Obviously, we lose Clive Smith for the first three games, and you know, he's taking it like duck to water. And you know, I demand a lot of our fullbacks. You can probably hear me and me. There are wide men, and they've got to do a hell of a lot of running. Probably on average 3k more than any other player in the team. So you know, you ask likes of Doddy and Donners, you know, now we're asking Josh Askew, Guy Hall, you know, we've asked Clive Smith, Jan Palinkas, and they do it. And Jan's a great player. And you know, what about the one that he took in his face before and he just got up and shrugged it off, and they don't make him like that anymore.
Now, it's your pre-season too, Neil, for these post-match interviews. So just to get you warmed up for the new season, let's talk about some of the referee decisions. Oh. Hey?
I've got no opinion.
No. I mean, it's the referees' pre-season as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah. And you're always going to, you know, get a referee who has a bad performance. I think today, you know, I'm not here to call him. I think he just got it wrong from start to finish. And I think once he didn't give the foul on Lavercombe, and then he turned his back on the shenanigans with Linney, and then he's missed three or four. He just lost it, I think. And he just apologised at the end of the game. But it is the pre-season as well. And you're allowed to have off days. And we've had an off day as a team at City Liverpool. he's had an off day today, but we'll hopefully he won't have too many more off days.
But you think about the goals we conceded. It's, well, I don't know if it's gone out. Woodsall's convinced it's come out,
on that side,
come
think,
out
yeah.
and back in again. And obviously Lavigan's fouled. I'm getting confirmation it did indeed go out.
Yeah, it went out,
so
yeah.
you've got that, and you've also got the freak goal where
the freak goal,
he's,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he can see that back post because he's on an elevated position, can't he? But he's gone right into the...
Yeah, it's a freak goal. You know, that doesn't beat Dan. But that's a pleasing thing. You know, two, apart from Dan, I think he made a save. You know, the decisions that will use the goal for you. You know, the foul on Lavigan and then the second one and, you know, cross comes shot. It's one of them that you see once a season. So, you know, I was happy that the way we defended. I thought Curtis Jones was excellent. I thought Clive did well at centre-half, but it'd be nice to get, you know, Andy Halls back. I can tell everyone now, you know, Halls, Jones and Palinkas will fight it out for two out of three centre-half shirts. And when Clive Smith's suspension up, he'll fight it out at right-back with probably Palinkas. So we've got, you know, we've got options there. It's been a great pre-season. I love it when they're over because obviously now it becomes real. But I know the management team at Atherton were here today and they probably learnt a bit, but obviously they'll know that we've got, you know, key players missing. So I look forward to getting them back in next week.
So... you've already given us a points target, 7 from 9. What do you think is possible? Is it all dependent on who you've got starting on Saturday, or do you reckon you could do it with the squad you've got? I mean, what's your thoughts on Saturday as we head towards the league season now?
You know, if we ignore the noise of, you know, not winning the first game of the season for how many years, and people don't
10,
let
10
people,
years.
People
10, don't 10 years. Let 2012, wasn't it? Yeah.
And people don't let that pressure get to them. I think we've seen in games this pre-season we're a very good team. You know, and throw the lads in that I've just said, you know, who aren't here, or, you know, strengthen the bench. I'd like to think that, you know, we'll have too much for Atherton, but you never know. I've watched them, you know, last week I've watched all the footage from the Witton game, the big, the strong, you know, the good on set pieces. They're not going to be a rollover. It's not going to be one of them that we could say it's a definite win. Atherton always make it hard for teams, and, you know, you look at the Premier League yesterday where Liverpool dropped points against Fulham, and, you know, there's no givens in football. But I'd like to think that the way we play, I think we can get it packed at Broadhurst Park and rocking, and we can score early. I think we should. I'm liking to think we should win the game, but we're going to have to work hard. There's no givens. And then, you know, Belper, the unknown quantity, and then you go to Whitby. And, you know, I've said, if we want to be where we are, and nobody knows, everyone wants a 7 from 9 start of the season. If we don't get it, we don't get it. But everyone wants that. You know, ideally you get 9 from 9, but you don't know what's going to happen. And to be honest, I haven't been able to watch a great deal of teams in and around us, so I don't know what they're going to look like this season. You know, Jacob Hazel has left Whitby now. Is that a big void, and are they not going to be able to replace him?
Yeah.
You know, Belper have done great last season. They come up, and Atherton have strengthened, and they've only lost once in pre-season. So who knows? But we can't wait to get going now. You know, we're going to come in 3 times this week now. We're going to train. We're going to work on a load of things, you know, set pieces and our shape. And then, you know, for me on Friday, I've got to let about 4 lads down, which isn't going to be nice, but it's part and parcel of the job.
Well, Neil, part and parcel of the job. Big thank you for joining us. And all these pre-season post-match interviews as well. And good luck in training this week and catch up on Saturday.
Thank you, and good luck to Clitheroe as well. You know, and thanks for hosting us today. And hopefully they can, you know, hopefully they can get promoted and, you know, kick on, because there's a lot of money being spent on this ground. It's a nice little ground now, and, you know, we certainly enjoy coming here. So no, thanks to everyone that's followed us in pre-season. Thanks to the radio team, and let's make it real now against Atherton next week.
Nice one, mate. Thanks, Neil.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.